T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP, the great Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger in studio with us as well. Twitter poll question of the day. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park with 2,300 slot machines, poker, live table games, 24/7, and all non-smoking. Online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Here's a question today that we've all been, me and John and James have been wondering the last couple days. We rolled it out today. Did you cry when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Curious to find out the results. A, yes. B, no. I don't know. Above 50%, below? I don't know. We'll see. But did you cry when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? I did. James did. Ray did.
For sure.
John did not. So our little poll will be 75% yes. But we'll find out what ultimately where the masses come down. One quick note here. Adam Schefter reports that the Colts are expected. I was worried about this with the whole situation with McDaniels backing out. Colts are expected to request permission for head coaching interviews with Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich and Saints assistant head coach Dan Campbell. Now, what, of course, also lingers out there is will they swing around to either Schwartz or DeFilippo? I'm glad that they did not, at least on this initial report, but, I mean, you know, you never know where it goes. So the situation with McDaniel is totally bizarre. Looks like DeFilippo's, could be talking to the Vikings 14 days after the Super Bowl. That's when his contract runs out. He's not allowed to talk to them until then, but anyway, so you wonder still where it looked like the Eagles had totally dodged the bullet on Schwartz. DeFilippo is still a possibility. The Vikings Colt situation, not ideal from an Eagles standpoint because you could lose whether it's Reich, DeFilippo, or Schwartz depending on where it goes. Let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. Talk to Levi in Overbrook Park. What's up, Levi?
Hey, John, guys.
Hey.
Joe, I'm not going to get on you. I told you it's not now. When? It's right now. I'm ecstatic about everything that's going on. You know, hey, I just want to ask you one question because I'm going to make it short so you guys can get to some other callers. How many guys do we really have under contract locked at the core of the team for next year? Because
almost everybody. Almost.
I think it's like 27 guys.
Well, think of it.
21 of your 22 starters are under contract. The only one of your 22 starters that's will be a free agent will be Bradham.
Okay.
I mean, you're about as well positioned as a Super Bowl champion could be. Most teams are looking at 4, 5, 6 guys that they could lose.
Right.
The Eagles are. Another compliment to Howie is he's really built this team with an opportunity to sustain this for a while.
And Levi, other contributors are Blunt and Patrick Robinson, I believe, right? And then that's about it. It's a small list.
Well, let me just say this, guys. You know, I had a feeling about this team all the way back in training camp, the way Doug ran training camp, because when Chip was here, it was like a fire drill. You couldn't even follow the practices and things like that. And I saw something really different in Doug this year. The acquisitions that he brought in with Blunt and Jeffries, you couldn't see that in training camp. But you can see a solid team coming together. And when he started making those moves to get those guys that were top, free agents out there, and he snatched them up, I said, this team is going all the way. They got everything they need right now. Doug showed me after last year, man, that, he had one hiccup this year, and that was in Kansas City when he got away from running the football.
Yep.
But we win that game. Other than that, these guys only lost one game. They were in the Seattle game. They gave the Dallas game away at the end of the year. This team almost went undefeated, and listen, I am so ecstatic. It took me 45 years to get this. So now I have to walk around and look at all these Cowboy fans that I know and all these Redskins and all these Giant fans and just look at them. I'm just grinning. I don't have to say a word. They're looking at me like they want to be haters. Well, hate on. Because guess what? We champions to the end of the year.
There you go. There you go. Well, Levi, congrats to you. Congrats to all Eagles fans. It's special for all of us. Let's talk to Mike and Ben Salem. Mike, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Great, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Ray, I'm so glad I got to go on with you. I just wanted to personally thank you for putting them Boston guys in their place on the pregame show.
I've heard a lot about that.
No question.
They were totally rude and uncalled for, and you know what? You really stood them up when you, they didn't know what to say when you said, oh, you started winning, and then you guys started behaving. They were speechless after that. So I just wanted to, thank you for that. One thing that I really liked about Doug's press conference was I liked that he said he had an evil twin. I'm thinking we should, maybe name that evil twin like Peter Douglas or something. I don't know what you guys thought about that. And, just one more quick thing about the rings. I tried to call it yesterday, but I couldn't get on. But you know how the Patriots got 283 diamonds for the whole 28-3 thing?
Yep.
Well, we should get 505 diamonds on ours to notify that he threw 505 passing yards and we still won. We're the champ.
All right, Mike.
I like that, Mike. It's pretty good stuff.
Brian, a lot of diamonds, too. that's a big ring.
Jeff Lurie might have to sell the team to be able to expense that. Let's talk to Brian in Philly. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi, Brian.
I'm doing good.
We lost Brian. He just disappeared. Let's go to Drew, who joins us. Drew, you're on 94 WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you? Listen, Joe, you've been asking the good questions all week as far as, us fans. How are you feeling? Yeah. What are you feeling? For me, honestly, the first thing that I thought of after all this is all the guys, all the players, John included, who have tried to win Super Bowls for this franchise. Yeah. And I think back to when I started watching teams, and I look at it like there's been three previous eras in my fandom for the Eagles. That's the Vermeil era, where I think of guys like Bergie and LeMaster and Bunting and Carmichael and Wilbert and Jaws, who was sacked 53 times one year, and just, remembering the way LT used to hit him, and then going on to the Buddy era with Randall and Hopkins and Reggie and Jerome and Joyner and Quick, and then with Andy and the McNabs and Dawkinses and Westbrooks and Shadys and all those guys. I appreciate everything that all those guys did to try to win a Super Bowl for us, and so this is for them too. They deserve it just as much as
Drew, I'll tell you this, man. So I've connected with a few of those guys you mentioned, kind of relaying the same sort of message you did in what you just said there, and congratulating them. And they've all, I can tell from every single one I've connected with, it's very meaningful for them. Like, John and I talked to Trey Thomas last week on the air. We talked to Trot on the air. And they both had very deep answers to the question, what will it mean to you? How special will it be to you? And I'm really happy that the guys across the board that I've dealt with on and off the air, I can tell it's very, very meaningful for them.
Yeah,
and it should be. I mean, it's awesome it is.
They deserve to celebrate just as much as anyone. And then just moving on to Nick Foles. I mean, this is something that, I mean, obviously this is a postseason performance that may never be matched by not only any Eagle, but who else is going to go 79 for 106 with 8 TDs and a pick? I mean, who's going to do that? Just thinking back to 5 years ago, I remember saying to myself 5 years ago, and I don't know why I said it or when I said it, but when he had the 27-2 season, the way he used to stand in there and take the hits to deliver the deep balls and things like that, this guy, he made an impression on me back then. And I said to myself, you know what? I think this guy's going to be the guy that gets us there. And then when he left the team, I was like, well, I guess I was wrong about that. But lo and behold, it comes full circle, and he gets back here. Yep. And when Carson went down this year, my 13-year-old was so despondent, and I told him, look, we're going to roll with Foles. We're going to roll with Foles now. It'll be okay. That's all I could say at the time, and I didn't really say it too confidently, because how could you be? How could you be? But just one of those memories from 5 years ago just kind of resonated with me, and I said, we're going to roll with Nick. Nick can do it.
Yeah.
It's a question of if he will.
And he did.
And man, did he.
Sure did.
And lastly, one great thing about this Super Bowl is the Patriots have now lost more Super Bowls than the Eagles. I guess they had already done that, but this is their fourth, right? But in this era, they've now tied the Broncos for the most
Super Bowl losses, I believe.
Yeah, 85 and 96, and then the three with Brady. So that's five losses for them.
Yeah, they don't count anything that came before Belichick. They don't want to hear about that.
Right.
They forget all about Tony Eason.
Right. Ray, Foles, most bizarre career you've ever seen in Philadelphia sports? I mean, as far as the route, the route? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to come up with another one.
I mean, Bernie was here and then gone and then came back and won the two titles and Hall of Fame goaltender. So that there's a certain similarity there. But the way that Foles was just like the man.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated cover, the whole thing, and then just dumped in a March trade that came out of nowhere.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Thinks about retiring and then works his way back as a backup. It's just a bizarre story.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that I was actually live on TV on the set because it was the first day of free agency when they announced they got on our earpiece and said that the Eagles just made a trade. They just traded Foles to the Rams for Bradford. And what?
Yeah.
You know, what are you, Chip, what are you thinking? And that was when the guy who was hosting the show said, well, you know, Chip, he's the mad scientist. And I said, that's the problem with a mad scientist is sometimes he builds something wonderful and sometimes he burns down your house. And I think Chip just burned down the house.
Unbelievable.
It really was. But I liked Foles the whole time. I mean, I thought, I really saw something similar to what he said. I thought, you know, Foles is, I think part of it is the way he presents himself at press conferences and everything. He doesn't have the, everybody loves the quote-unquote swaggering quarterback. Mm-hmm. And if this guy is the anti-swaggering quarterback, except in the way he plays. You know,
yeah.
And I think he is as tough as nails, boy. I mean, he takes some hits and he gets back up. And John and I were just talking about it. You know, we've always been sort of minimizing the athlete in Foles, and we keep saying, you know, he's not the athlete that Carson Wentz is. He's not the athlete. So, you know, I think maybe we underrated him. You know, I'm not going to say he's Foles, but he's a better athlete than we give him credit for. He really is.
But here's
he's very smooth.
Yeah.
And no, he's not a quick twitch type guy.
Right.
But you can almost see the basketball grace that he plays with. Just go back and watch the rollouts in the postseason for them, that matter. Watch the subtle shoulder, you know, movement in the pocket, buying time, sidestepping. It's all precise. He's got a great feel for what's around.
Yeah,
him,
he does,
certainly. And I love what you said, Ray. I mean, I think back to that Rams game where he came into the game and he stared down the barrel, fired those shots in there, and got smacked in the mouth, and it was unfazed. I think we also forget how big he is. I mean, he's a guy.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to burn you and run past you with his 5.14 combine speed, but he's not an easy quarterback to bring down. His size combined with his sneaky athleticism and, I mean, arm talent, look at the throws.
Unbelievable.
Look at the throws. Incredible arm talent, very underrated across the board in every way by me.
Right.
Until now.
And he got rid of the backpedaling. Because all that other stuff he had, but he had that ridiculous, awful tendency to backpedal. And somehow he just eliminated it. I mean, he just, I don't know how. I mean, he just found a way to stay in the pocket and move
good
in
coaching.
The pocket. Yeah. Really important. Let's talk to Lewis in Pensauken. What up, Lewis?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
Thank you for having me. It's been a long time waiting to get on. I just want to say, Ray, I enjoy your moment on TV. Me and my son and my family, we were all watching the game, and it was a moment. You know, the fourth quarter, me and my son, my 10-year-old, my 11-year-old son, we were holding hands the whole fourth quarter crying.
Wow.
You know, just waiting for the moment, you know, because we knew it was going to come. There was no doubt in our minds that the E was going to pull it off, you know, and I just appreciate that. I appreciate your realness, you know. You always kept it real. I've been watching you since I was like 10 years old, and it's always been real. Regardless of if it was the failures or the ups and downs, you always kept it real, and I just want to say we appreciate you.
Thanks, Lewis.
Keeping it real like that, you know.
I appreciate that. As I said to these guys earlier, I was a little bit, I don't want to say embarrassed, but I felt a little uncomfortable with the moment because I just thought it was sort of stepping outside the what a reporter should be. But this was a night to kind of put the objectivity aside just for one night and just have a father and son moment. And it seems like everybody accepted it that way.
It was real, you know. It was crazy, but it was just real. It was just, and I'm sure a lot of men out there, a lot of families, and everybody. I've been crying. I've watched Kelsey's videos, and I cry. I watch your video, and I cry. It just can't stop. It's on a high.
It's an amazing thing, Lewis. We appreciate the call, man. Well, I'm looking forward to finding out the Twitter poll result by the end of the show. What percentage of people cried? I really am looking forward to finding that.
Oh, I'll bet our own poll in here came up with 75%. I'll bet it's higher than that.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
Hard I think to so. Know. It does feel like we've had so many calls. I mean, very emotional, obviously. But it's there's certainly no shame in it.
Incredible.
And, yeah, the emotion was so huge.
Massive. Ray, you're the man. Thank you.
And listen, I've been in this, been covering this team for almost half a century. Never thought I'd see this moment. there were a lot of times there where I just, very quickly, I'll tell you, about a year ago, Glenn and I were doing our Saturday show together. We had a guy call us up, and the guy started off, and he just said, "I'm just so upset. I'm so depressed. I just don't think that I'm ever going to see this team win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. In my lifetime, I'm never going to see. I've given up. I know it's never going to happen. In my lifetime, I would so want it, but it's never going to happen." And I said to him, "How old are you?" And he said, "I'm 27. it wasn't a gag. I mean, that's really how he felt. But yeah. If you're listening out there, guess what? It's time to celebrate.
There you go. The Hall of Famer, Ray Dittinger. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Time's yours coming up next. The Eagles have won their first Super Bowl. BigTimeBats.com has released the Eagles Super Bowl 52 Champions Art Football. The ball is designed by renowned sports artist Jolene Jesse. New technology takes her original artwork, reproduces it on a full-size football, and finishes it with a beautiful high-gloss coating. The artwork includes the Eagles logo, the Super Bowl 52 date and location, the words Super Bowl Champions, and images of Carson Wentz and Nick Foles displayed in a spectacular commemorative art format. The ball is limited to only 10,000 footballs and sells for $89.95 plus shipping, and it'll come with a numbered certificate. The incredible ball can be seen at BigTimeBats.com or BigTimeFootballs.com. You can also order it now by calling 877-68-FOOTBALL. The ball is officially licensed. Go to BigTimeBats.com now while supplies last. Call 877-68-FOOTBALL now or see it at BigTimeBats or BigTimeFootballs.com. Time's yours is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.